I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Parts of Orissa State, India, are under an indefinite curfew this week following deadly riots by Hindu mobs. Police and paramilitary groups marched in force in three towns under the curfew. As a precaution, the state government closed all schools and colleges. The Evangelical Fellowship of India has condemned the violence. Bibles for the World's Moipadaiti urges prayer for the pastors and other church workers. Outreach teams are still active.
Bibles for the World recently printed and distributed 100,000 copies of the Gospel of John in Uriya for the people of Orissa, and we must do more to spread the good news of peace.
Elsewhere in India, monsoon flooding has stranded a million people. Tens of thousands from the north have fled into Nepal for relief. It'll take days before the floodwaters recede enough to reach survivors with aid supplies. However, Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundarajan says the post-disaster calls they get at their India office aren't typically for aid.
When there is adversity of any sort, people then turn to us and want us to provide them audio scriptures. We just don't have the resources to meet the needs of all the people. We really would like to provide more of the spiritual nourishment that the people are seeking, and we just don't seem to have the resources.
And Operation Mobilization and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes are excited about a partnership in Italy. This summer, they joined forces to offer two sports ministry events featuring soccer coach Tracy Dick. OM leaders were thrilled with the turnout. Dozens of kids enjoyed making good news bracelets and learning what each colored bead represents. The team saw some tell the gospel story to friends and family. Pray that the seeds will grow in the hearts of these young people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures, links, and expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.